Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It was a busy weekend, and can't watch everything, but I watched a fair amount. We'll talk about SmackDown from Friday, which had a World Heavyweight Championship match, the Kevin Owens-Cody Rhodes match. We'll tell you about that. Also, there was a Ring of Honor show. I watched the Bandito-Nick Wayne match, which was awesome. Probably the best Nick Wayne match he's ever had. And he's had a lot of good matches. We'll talk about that. We've also got Raw coming up tonight. We have got NXT and Dynamite coming up over the next couple of days. This weekend is a very busy weekend, as we have All In coming up on Sunday. And we have Heat Wave also coming up on Sunday. So it's a head-to-head NXT versus AEW battle. Not sure how well that's going to do for NXT, but my guess is not well at all. And then it just continues with Saturday night's main event coming up September 6th. We'll tell you about that. And a lot of news. We have new dates announced for AEW. They will be heading to Paris for the first time as well. We got injury updates on Matt Cardona. We have got some notes on a WWE star who is questionable for the future, but appears to be on their way back. We'll tell you about that. And some notes from the Ring of Honor and TNA big shows from this weekend, and plenty more. Filthy Tom Lawler, not available today. Lance Storm, not available today. So very happy to announce that after the break, Royce Isaacs is going to join us. He's our co-host twice this week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around, everybody. Back after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. calls get missed, appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Royce Isaacs. He's going to be our co-host today and Wednesday. You and Filthy have run amok here on this show before, is that right?
Yeah, you know what? We might have caused some chaos here on the airwaves before a few times, but it's good to be on here with you co-hosting and trying to maintain my professionalness a bit.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do is not swear, although Tom and I have broken that rule many times. But I know you're too much of a professional, Royce. Hey, how you doing,
Gosh,
by the
golly.
Way?
Oh, you know what? I'm unemployed, man. I hurt my back, and now I'm not wrestling, so I'm just chilling for at least a few more months. So I was like, hey, if you need someone, I'm in need, if you need, and we both need it. So I'm here and I'm happy to be here. So thank you.
So what happened? Like, Tom, we were at Relentless a couple of weeks ago where I, by the way, won the Pacific Northwest title and we didn't see you. And Tom did mention that you hurt your back. What happened?
You know, this is a thing that's just been building up kind of over my career, and it was manifesting in a few different ways in terms of pain and whatever, and I was kind of treating the wrong thing, and after my match with Khan at ROH, it was a nagging thing that I just noticed on the way back that I then went to aggressively treat, and then it got like a million times worse where I was bedridden for a month. So basically, I have a pretty serious bulging disc in my back that's now impeding even a few of the discs lower, but I got an epidural shot and I'm upright. I'm doing yoga 6 days a week. I'm lifting. I just have to really take some time to strengthen my back up so that when this epidural wears off, I'm able to get back to wrestling and protect my back a bit.
Wow. So you had, you had Ring of Honor and you had New Japan and lots of indie dates. What else were you doing?
I was supposed to be on that third produce show coming up, and obviously that was up and out of the way once this all happened. I had a bunch of indie stuff coming up, and then hopefully I was going to do some more stuff with Ring of Honor, and obviously hopefully I can get back to that as soon as I'm good to go. I really want to hit it hard and kind of get the momentum back, because it seemed like I was, like, I don't know, my last few matches I had some momentum going, and I was really happy with my work, so I'm just ready to get back to that, man.
Well, we're going to do a bunch of news and everything like that. I know you watched SmackDown, if I recall.
Yes,
and
sir.
Did you watch the Bandito-Nick Wayne match?
I did, yeah. It would have been hard not to, considering all the discourse online.
Yes. Anything else this week?
I really liked, I didn't like analysis watch it, but I really did enjoy Adam Priest and Daniel Garcia
from the Ring of Honor show. Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll get into that here in a second, but a couple of news notes first. All In is coming up, and they are at this point at 41,836 tickets. So they did sell almost 2,000 in the last 5 days. Obviously, the last Wembley was at 53,922, and we're less than a week out, so I don't think it's going to hit that, but it might hit 45, but we shall see. They got the Go Home Dynamite coming up on Wednesday from Scotland, and we shall see how they end up drawing for Sunday. Still a really good number. I mean, problem with Wembley is they ran that first year and they did 81,000. And once you do 81,000, everybody kind of figures, well, they should always do 81,000. But it never works like that. You keep going back to the same building, you're always going to draw fewer. And so now, you know, it's 41,836 and people are like looking at it kind of in a disappointment. But in reality, they're doing 41,836 for All In. That's a great number. So I think that they probably should move out of Wembley for a little while after this show. I think there's a lot of other places where, you know, you could sell out the building. You could do 41,836 and 41,836 and people would be very impressed. I think we need a Wembley break after this All In. Any thoughts on that, Royce?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you're going to do something like, I don't know, monumental that really will get another 70K in there or whatever, it wouldn't hurt to go away for a few years just to make it, like, for the fans, too, to make it seem special, you know, make it not just a once-a-year thing. Obviously, they still want it to be special in its own way, but make it even more special where you build to this over the course of years, and also it's going to be more fresh that way, and maybe you will get that 70K.
I'm going to go over the card here, and then let me know what you're looking at as far as, like, the best stuff on All In. We got Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay for the AEW title, which should be incredible. We got Willow and Mercedes for the women's title. We got Adam Copeland and Christian versus the Young Bucks. We got Divine Dominion versus Brawling Birds. Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Okada in a three-way, which also could potentially be the best match on the show. We got the Men's Casino Gauntlet, where we know Andrade, MJF, and likely Ciampa, Commander, Nick Wayne, I'm sure many others. We have Hangman and Brodito doing something. Apparently there's going to be multiple teams involved. I think it should be a gauntlet, but, I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do here. And then Kevin Knight, Darby, Falls Count Anywhere, and the Continental Cup Finals, which probably is going to be Moxley versus Nigel. What do you think about this show, Royce?
I mean, you named, like, the first three matches, and I was like, oh, those match of the night, match of the night, match of the night. Like, it's a really solid card all the way through. I think, I know you gave it a shout, but I'm probably most keen on that three-way.
Yep.
Because I really like those three guys. But, I mean, Willow and Mercedes should be really, really stellar. So I don't know. One of those two will probably be the one I have my eyes on the most.
Then we've got Raw coming up tonight, which is in Ottawa, and they got 8,300 tickets out. And the last time they ran this building, which was actually over 2 years ago, they drew 8,000. So they're actually doing better than they were 2 years ago. And we've got Obafemi and Braun Breaker in a contract signing for Saturday night's main event. We got Penta and La Parca, number one contenders match. We got Dragon Lee and Rey Fénix. Also, these are both the Roman Reigns tournament. The winner goes on to lose to Roman Reigns when they're in Mexico. And Stephanie Vaquer returns to face Roxanne Perez. So that is the Raw show tonight. What do you watch, Royce? You watch everything? Or do you sparingly watch what people say is good?
I pretty much, I would say, mostly watch, like, 90% of the wrestling I watch is horrifically bad and intentionally so. I only really catch the mainstream stuff when I either there's like something that's just so heralded where you're like, okay, I really got to check out this match, or if it's like really controversial where everyone is having a conniption fit over this spot or that spot or the new thing about, oh, they're not doing enough of this or whatever. But honestly, other than that, I really like watching like horrible backyarders almost die. Yeah.
So is it just horrible backyarders, or I think I remember Tom said that you were over at his house and you guys like found some WCW show from the 90s. It was like horrifically horrible. And I watched it all twice and I wrote two books about it. And when he told me about this, I couldn't even believe this actually happened. Do you remember what this was?
Yeah, no. it was, gosh, that was one of the last. Like, they might have already been bought. No, it might have been right before the sale pay-per-view. I can't remember which one. But, no, I'll put it this way. I should actually, you know what, Yarders? Hey, I'm sorry. As a pro, I am sorry. Because bad wrestling comes in all shapes and forms. And
yes.
Sometimes billion-dollar companies and million-dollar companies also do bad wrestling. And guess what? I do bad wrestling sometimes, too. So don't think this is me looking down. I didn't mean it. I take it back. All bad wrestling is good wrestling to me.
All bad wrestling is good wrestling. All right, we're going to do a break. I got a couple questions when we come back, and then we'll do more news. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away, no searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Starting the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Royce Isaacs is joining us here today. And if you've not checked it out, Pro Wrestling for Dummies, you can now get it on Kindle. The hard copy is not out yet. It'll be out in a few weeks. But it has been in and out of number one on Amazon, the Kindle. The paperback, which isn't even out yet, has been in the top 10 all weekend. And it is currently the number one new release in wrestling right now. Pro Wrestling for Dummies. I wrote it with Gene Selassie and Filthy Tom. Helped a lot. And Lance Storm and Carl Stern all helped a lot. So head up there to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever and check it out. And you can read the Kindle version right now. And the paperback will be shipping here very soon. And showing up in a library near you. I heard a lot of libraries are getting it. So that's exciting. You know, Royce, we were talking about all sorts of things. But one thing, hot topic. What do you make of this Avery Styles situation and him putting up them chairs?
I think not only do we need to have these Nepo babies setting up, we need to start, like, making obstacle courses and, like, maybe some kind of, like, a relay race or something. Make them do a little more because they have it too easy. No, on a real note, look, when you're traveling, obviously, generally, you're not expected to help with setup too much. However, if you are asked, I think you should. And yes, apparently, he was asked. I have, when I was young, like in my first 50 matches, I have traveled and done ring crew when I was like first starting out. So I do think when you're that green, it probably is relevant. I'm aware that his dad is absolutely royalty. He's one of my favorites of all time. But I really think you can pick up a chair. You can help. You can. I'll put it this way. When I worked for DDT, every single person on the show, including Harashima, the John Cena of DDT, we all lined up and we all banged out preparation. We got it done in like 20 minutes every show. And that's the John Cena of DDT. And that no one was above picking up a chair. No one was above picking up a board. So, I mean, obviously, what do I know compared to AJ Styles? But my two cents would be that when you're asked to help, you should definitely help.
I felt the same way. I mean, wherever you go, it's always going to be different. I mean, if you go to DDT and it's expected that every single person is putting it together, I mean, you all do it. That's just what you do there.
Yeah.
If you are flown into an indie show and, you know, there's a specific ring crew, you know, let them do their job. If you're asked, however, wherever you are, then you should help. That's just it. I mean, yeah. I go, you know, both of us go to Relentless, and they've never asked me to set up the ring or set up the chairs, but if they asked me to, I would help. And I mean, especially with the ring, it's like, you know, even when I like when I went a couple of weekends ago, they've got the ring that they do the shows for the shows, but they also have a training school with a completely different ring, and that's the point. The two rings are completely different. When I went to the school, it's like, it's one of those training rings where it's like, you know, 2 feet off the ground. And then you go to the show and it's the one where it's, you know, 5 feet off the ground or 4 feet or whatever, the apron. And it's like, the rings are completely different. I'm sure they're put together, you know, there's certain things, you know, you carry the post or whatever. But as far as like putting it together, I mean, some rings are put together in one way. Some rings are put together in another way. I don't think you want me putting your ring together. I don't know what I'm doing, but like, if you want me to help, I'll carry a post or I'll move chairs or whatever. I think that's the deal. If they ask, help. If they don't ask, if you want to volunteer, that's fine. But like, you know, unless there is a requirement, like in DDT, I think that most people flying into a show aren't sitting there helping put the ring together. But at the end of the day, he's had 3 matches and he just got signed to TNA. You know, that was announced yesterday. The impression that I was given was, obviously, he's going to end up in WWE. I think everybody knows that. He's AJ Styles' son. AJ Styles is still with WWE. I mean, they weren't going to let him go to AEW. I don't even know if he would have gone to AEW as AJ's son. I'm sure he probably also wants to go to WWE. But I think the feeling was kind of like, I don't know if we can just sign this guy with three matches. He's not like an NIL guy. He's not. So I think the deal was sort of like, start in TNA. Do that for a while. Then you can jump to WWE developmental. And apparently, I mean, for three matches, he's very good. I haven't seen any of his matches, but that's what people say. And, you know, AJ's son, I'm sure he's worked with AJ a lot growing up, so I'm sure he's probably going to end up pretty great. So, I mean, best of luck to him. Say that. All right, we got a couple of other notes here. The Dynamite show coming up on Wednesday. This is the show in Scotland, and this is the last, they have a collision, but as far as like an A show, this is the go-home show. And they've got Swerve Strickland and Jack Perry. We've got Nigel McGuinness versus Kyle O'Reilly and John Moxley versus Claudio Castagnoli. These are the semifinals. MJF will be there, and Andrade will be there as well. So I figured from the very beginning that the finals of the Continental Challenge Cup is going to be Nigel versus John Moxley. They could do Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly again. Possible. There's a lot of different things they could do, but I think that Nigel and Moxley is most likely. Is that where you would guess?
Yeah, you got the Jawbreaker versus the Jawbreaker kind of, you know, situation. It's fun. I think that's probably freshest matchup, you know?
Well, get Nigel on. I also think, you know, my theory is that we've got Wembley coming up, and I think everybody, almost everybody, because there are a few that think it would be just something wild to do for Will Ospreay to lose. I think everybody knows Will Ospreay is winning this title from Kenny Omega. And I think maybe, you know, you can put Nigel McGuinness on the show against John Moxley and have the hometown guy lose in that match to maybe try to put a little bit of doubt in people's heads. Maybe Will Ospreay won't win. Or, I mean, you could also do it the other way if you really want to put doubt in people's heads. You have Nigel win, and like all these local guys are winning, so then you start thinking, oh my God, maybe Will's not going to win. I don't know if it's going to do any good whatsoever. I don't think you're going to be able to put doubt in people's head about the main event, but I don't know. Maybe that's the idea. Nigel goes in, loses. Try to get people thinking maybe it's possible Will's going to lose, but I think everybody knows what's going to happen there in that main event. Which is sad, because Kenny's a great champion, but such is life. All right, we also have NXT coming up on Tuesday. Rey Fénix and EK Prosper is on the show for the AAA title. Kelly Armstrong and Zarya, if Kelly wins, it is a three-way at Heat Wave. And then Saquon and Dion Lennox in a weaponized steel cage match. You ever watch NXT? Do you watch it a lot?
It's been a long time since I watched NXT, but I might have to for a weaponized cage, because I do enjoy, like when they did that, like, was it a Lion's Den match or something back in the day? And then they had the weapons hanging down.
Yes, yes. Now they do the NXT Underground, which is the no ropes MMA style match, which
the not Bloodsport.
It's kind of like Bloodsport, basically, but it's the NXT. It's the NXT version of a Bloodsport match. Sometimes they're pretty good, actually. But
the problem with blood is you're not supposed to, you know, water down that blood. It makes it, you know.
That's true. Well, you have to watch it this week because you're doing the show Wednesday.
I do. Yeah, you are forcing me to watch it.
Yeah.
I will be watching NXT this week, brother.
Lance and Filthy can fight over who has to watch the show. I am like you in the sense that I like watching. I can be entertained watching something that's really bad. I've watched a lot of bad matches. I've watched a lot of bad angles. I've watched a lot of bad interviews. And, you know, because it's wrestling, sometimes you'll see something that's just bad. That's no fun. But often, because it's wrestling, you know, it's like it's so bad, it's funny. So I can be entertained by that. And so NXT is like sometimes the matches are really good. Cause I mean, they got some good wrestlers, but like sometimes the matches are really bad. And sometimes the promos are just like god awful because it's like scripted promos with people that don't know how to read scripts yet. And they're, you know, given characters that aren't them. So it's sometimes you can watch NXT and be wildly entertained by how bad some of it is. And sometimes you can be entertained by how good some of it is. But sometimes it is just bad. So hopefully we have an entertaining show for Wednesday. Heat Wave is going to die. It's going head-to-head with All In. And we have got a Fatal 4-Way NXT match. Tony D, Grayson Waller, Cruz Montana, and Zilla Fatu. We have got Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights against Ricky Smokes and Brad Baylor. Miles Bourne against Jackson Drake. Kendall Gray versus Kalani Jordan for the women's title. And we've got a unification match. The Speed and the North American titles are on the line. Zarya versus Ren Sinclair, which are two bizarre titles to unify. But that's what they're doing. So that'll be taking place Sunday. They will be battling All In. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Nick Wayne match. We'll talk about SmackDown and more Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You
are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Royce Isaacs is joining us here today. Sky in the chat says, the best bad wrestling I ever saw was a lucha ladder match. It was on Botchamania. All of the ladders ended up so broken and bent that the referee and the wrestler who lost had to hold up the mangled last ladder in order for the match to end.
That's pretty good.
That's one you got to find. All right. What'd you think of Nick Wayne and Bandido?
Okay, so it's tough because it sucks to have, like, Nick Wayne. I'm a big fan of Nick Wayne and Bandido, and it sucks for them to have such a good match. And then 99.9% of the discourse is about, like, one spot that isn't really, like, it's not like that was vital to the match or whatever.
Oh, the one early on?
The fighting spirit spot that everyone's really upset about.
Oh, you talking about that? Yeah, those people can go to hell.
Yes. Okay. Here's my thing is I do think it was a little sloppy and I don't think it was well executed, but when the rest of the match is great, like, why are we splitting hairs over? Like, we all get tired. We're humans. We get tired sometimes.
Which spot are you thinking of?
The fighting spirit spot that everyone's upset about.
Is it the one where, like, Nick take, like, was it the one where he took, like, the reverse Frankenstein and hopped right up to hit the crucifix bomb?
Yeah.
Didn't bother me one bit.
Look, I did think it was not a good fighting spirit spot.
Really?
Yes. Damn. You were trying to not get me in trouble, and I'm like, let me get on.
Well, no, you can say why you didn't like it. I do it all the time.
I thought it was, the actual moves were fine. It was everything in between. Like, I don't think the fighting spirit was conveyed well, and I'm not the biggest fan. I've said this before, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, if you're not a bigger tank-sized wrestler, I think you should really limit your no-sell spots and your fighting spirit spots. I don't think you should not ever be able to do them, but I do think you should limit them. And I thought that was not, there wasn't enough heart in it, which is, a fighting spirit to me isn't about the moves, it's about the emotion and the heart. I think it was sloppy. But, great match. Loved the match, and I wish that more of the online discourse was about how good the match was.
I think that from the discourse I've seen, it seems that people were really upset that Nick took, like, the reverse Rana and just popped right up and hit another move. And I think there was a Young Bucks match where, like, they did some spot and, like, somebody took a 450 and popped right up to do another spot or whatever, and people got all over that. And, like, the thing to me is I would not want to see a whole bunch of these spots in a match. I think that, like, in general, when I watch a match, like, if you get hit with a move, you need to sell it, okay? But I think it's okay in a match like that to have that one spot where, and the thing was, he no-sold the reverse Rana to hit, like, that one big crucifix bomb, and then they both died, right?
Yeah.
And I always look at it like, I mean, you remember that it was a Kevin Randleman and Fedor, you remember that fight?
Yeah, the German. Yeah.
And Kevin, like, dropped this dude right on his freaking noggin. Like, this guy should have been dead. And, like, he didn't sell it. He jumped right up and he murdered this guy. And it's kind of like, that does happen sometimes. Or you see, the guy gets clobbered and, like, he's half out on his feet and then he does the wild and he manages to knock the guy out in a UFC fight and people just go wild. It's like, I think every now and then doing a spot like that is all right. And I think that especially if you do that spot and the crowd just, you get a standing ovation afterwards as you're both down there dead, it's kind of like we're supposed to be playing for the crowd. And the crowd, like, totally ate that up. So I didn't have a problem with it. I understand why you didn't like it. You know, it's fine. But I do think that it's not fair that should be, like, the entire discourse about an otherwise awesome match. I mean,
totally.
I thought those guys were incredible. I thought, like, Nick just turned 21, dude, like a month ago.
Dude.
His birthday is like July 12th or something.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. This is a guy. This is a guy that like we saw. We both saw as like, I don't know, a 16-year-old and stuff in Defy locker rooms where we're like, this kid is really going to be it one day. And then it's like pretty cool to see.
I had matches with him when he was 11. I would go to Buddy's school and like just play around and film the matches. And even when he was 11, like, you know, he wasn't great. But like still, you know, you could call a match with him when he was 11 and he could do it all. And it's like, oh my God, this kid's going to be pretty good. And then like by the time he's 16, 17, it's like, holy smokes. And now here he is. I mean, he's this good. He's just turned 21 years old. And, you know, Bandito is just freaking unbelievable. I mean, I thought that match was just awesome. Absolutely, absolutely loved the match. And everyone should go out of their way to see it. Did you watch any of the rest of the show besides the Adam Brooks match?
Priest. Yeah, I'm like a big
Priest. Sorry, Adam Priest.
I mostly caught that. I just didn't have time to catch the rest of it.
Adam Priest is really good.
Dude, he's one of my favorite. We talked offline. Like, I don't watch the most wrestling, but Adam Priest is a guy that I really like watching. He's really good.
Who are some of the guys you really like nowadays?
Adam Priest, anything with Mark Davis or Jake something. Even before they were, like, paired up, those were just guys I really liked watching.
What's your style? What kind of style do you like? Just, like, hard-hitting mean dudes?
It doesn't have to be. You see, I got the Masawa shirt on today, but
yeah.
It doesn't all have to be like. I do really appreciate. Like, I love watching TJ Perkins, and he's not at all that style. But like, most of like my favorite guys are like, oh, we're gruff and mean, and we'll hit you hard and make a mean face about it. Like, that's kind of the thing I grew up on and like the most.
Those were all, what did you I don't like to say quite a bit younger than me, but let's just face facts. You're quite a bit younger than me. What did you grow up watching?
Stone Cold and The Rock, baby.
Stone Cold and The Rock?
Yeah.
Those are two big meaty dudes pounding on each other.
I mean, when Stone Cold's out there throwing those taters, just hitting, I mean, yeah, that's. And then when I got kind of matured and started to really look for wrestling and everything like that, it was Misawa and Kobashi were like the guys that I was like, oh yeah, this is insane, this is amazing. So I've always liked, you know, hitting hard, and I've liked a good like, oh snap suplex, like oh wow, that was really high angle.
You know, the thing with Stone Cold is. Like, I went back and watched all of the Monday Night Wars again for a thing we did a few years ago. And, like, the thing about Steve Austin, and this is, like, his whole career, but it was, like, really a big deal once once he got to the point where he's, like, he's got two giant knee braces and his neck is all screwed up and he's, like, by far the biggest star in the entire world and just making millions and millions of dollars. I was always so impressed with how hard that dude worked. I mean, he worked his ass off in every single match. Even when he was like all beat up and, you know, his knees were hurting and his neck was hurting. You'd watch him in these matches and this dude's just, he's sweating and he's sprinting and he doesn't slow down for a second. And, you know, it was, you know, it's something to see when he's a little bit younger, but like, when he's old and he's still doing it, it's like, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, why do the greatest of all time, why do they become the greatest of all time? And it's, you know, the answer is they just work harder than everybody. And you look at Austin, it's like, that guy did not need to work that hard. That guy did not need to go out there and do those matches. But man, he just couldn't help himself. He went out there and he gave it 110% every single time. He was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just taking that pride in your work where he would never allow himself to kind of not give his best.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
What did you think of that Kevin Owens CM Punk match?
That was a really good match. That was really fun. I wish that there had been, outside of this, more wrestling on the show, but if you're going to just give him, hey, here's 30 minutes in the end, go kill it. you know, those are two really good guys to do it with. And shout out to, I really enjoyed the strip the announce table spot. Psych, Punk puts the table back up and shakes the announcer. That was fun.
I think Punk is dying to be a heel again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see it.
I think he's probably wanted to be a heel. In fact, if I recall correctly, like, he was teasing it when he first went to AEW. So we're talking years ago. He's been wanting to do that heel run. But he's just he's over with the people, so I don't know if he'll ever get it. He's almost at that age where they ain't gonna boo the guy. I think everyone hits that.
He's too over to heel, but he wants to, man.
Yeah, the SmackDown show, we won't do a full review here, but obviously the best thing on the show by miles was the CM Punk Kevin Owens match, which CM Punk pinned him after interference from Sami Zayn hitting him with the belt. They're doing something. I don't think they're doing another singles match. That was the impression I was given. This could be a three-way. They could do some match that sets up Sammy getting his rematch against CM Punk for the title. We got a few more weeks before Saturday night's main event, so we're going to know soon enough. But I thought those two guys, for two guys who, I mean, they're professionals, but they don't like each other. I mean, they haven't liked each other for years and years and years. And they still went in there, and man, they had a great match together. And what I liked about it was they worked like a wrestling match, like a worked match with two guys that didn't. My point is, like, sometimes, you know, you want to give people the impression two guys don't like each other, and so you kind of do this match where we're supposed to believe like they're shooting, and no one ever does, and it's always lame. So I'm glad they didn't go that direction. They just worked a pro wrestling match, but they worked it as two guys who don't like each other. So I thought that was good. I thought they were great in that match. And the rest of the show was just kind of... I did like the tag match. I thought that was all right. The Tongans versus...
The tag match was good.
Truth and Damian
they
Priest.
They had good psychology, too, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty good. So, and that was... And even honestly, I mean, I don't know how much you watch, but like... When they put Tiffany Stratton and Lash Legend in the ring together, I was like, oh my God, whose idea was this? Like, this can't possibly be good. And it wasn't like the prettiest match I've ever seen. You know, there was a little bit here and there, but I thought overall, and maybe my expectations were just very low, I thought they pulled it off. So, good for them. Hiromu. Yes.
I have one conspiracy theory from that match that I'd like your take on.
Please.
And it's that Lash is a big Filthy Tom fan, because I know it was blue gear, but the shade and the way that it looked, one, it looked denim, and two, she did do the corner spear that Filthy Tom does. So I think she might have been tipping her cap to a fellow, compatriot, Filthy Tom.
I have never thought of that before, but... I do know there are people in that company that are big Filthy Tom fans. I do know that. So maybe Tom needs to steal the spot she does where, like, because she was basketball, right? She grabs him and then she, like, bounces their head up and down between the top and middle rope. I think Tom could pull that one off. By the way, did you see the Tom spot this weekend?
Took a chain.
Oh, my God. Oh. Guys, you got to go on Tom's Instagram. I think it's on his Instagram. He's doing a chain match. I think it's in the rain.
Mad Dog collar.
Yeah, but it was like in the rain, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was raining. So he tried the spot where you yank the chain up into the dude's crotch. And as he's shaking the chain legitimately whacks him like freaking right in the head. And you could just see him stop and like grab his head. Like, oh my God, you gotta watch this. He's gonna claim he did it on purpose, but we all know.
Yeah.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military. military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359. Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm freaking dying right now. I have reposted on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez this spot. This poor guy, he hits his freaking head with his chain, and then he's holding his head with one hand. I'll try.
Oh my god. Oh my lord.
Still on Team Filthy? Like,
yeah, this is one of those videos that like you can feel. Like when someone like falls on like a asphalt or whatever, and you're
yes.
Like, oh, my knee hurts right now, even though I'm just watching it. Boom, right in the forehead. You can feel it, baby.
This has to be like the number one thing on Botchamania, the next one that comes out. It has to be.
Oh, shout out to Botchamania. I was just their intro on the last one. It's a shame me and Tom couldn't have linked it up.
Oh.
We could have, you know, synced.
My lord. Hey, Royce, let's get some plugs in. Get some info out about yourself. Let's get people on the Royce train.
I don't have any plugs. I'm unemployed, baby.
The well, partners. Yeah, but you got a Twitter and cameos.
Yeah. Cameos at Royce Isaacs on Twitter, at Royce Isaacs on Instagram. Please follow me. Please, you know, watch some matches that can keep you warm in the meantime until I get back to it. And if you want a cameo, or I also use my cameo for match breakdown. So if anyone wants a match breakdown, any workers or whatever like that, I do all that kind of stuff. And other than that, just be aware that sometime in the future, Big Roy is going to be back and better than ever, and I really plan on hitting it hard. And you don't have to expect anything, because I'm going to show you. I'm going to go out there and be the exact level of wrestler that I've always known that I am.
And Royce is going to be back and better than ever on Wednesday for Observer Live as well, everybody. That's it. Thanks, Royce. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.